BJ and Jamie.
Oh, don't get us started. Every week should be a four-day work week. I'm telling you, man, it's Tuesday. The week is already flying by. Welcome back to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are on the Odyssey app. We're live there, too. Today's a big day for us. 9 o'clock this morning, Bar Bingo. Registration opens up.
Yep, it sure does at alice1059.com at 9 a.m. this morning, and it's going to be a Friday night event, which usually it's Thursday night, so this is actually really, really cool.
Tob's Watch Bar, downtown.
Right.
7 till 9 p.m. Perfect timing. Friday, September 12th. That's a week from this coming Friday. And it's going to be a party. I think probably 700-800 people down there. A lot of prizes to give away. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we even have a flyaway to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone.
Yep.
And that is his hometown, so he's going to go full tilt.
It's going to be insane.
Should be cool. All right, registration, 9 a.m. this morning. Alice1059.com. Nobody wins the Powerball over the weekend. $1.3 billion now.
What a disappointment. You're telling me 500 million people play and they couldn't get all the numbers right?
Jamie, I saw this headline this morning and it said Colorado wins. They win the lottery. And I thought, oh my God.
Yeah, we won.
Maybe we won.
Yeah.
Maybe. No. It was the smaller prizes, although $2 million.
Yeah, at King Supers in Parker.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And that's the second time I think that particular store has sold a big ticket.
Good
that's
for them.
Crazy.
That is awesome. Just think about it. Somebody woke up $2 million richer this morning.
Yeah.
That is a good day.
Now, if we had the $2 million, let's say that we won it, okay? Our office pool, let's see, we'd have to break it down by 50. I heard 15 people are in the pool.
Well, you also have to take out taxes.
Yeah. Okay, so if we took out taxes on the $2 million, first of all, we only get half, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
Now we're down to six. Oh, we'd all probably get, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks each.
Nice. It's worth the $100 that we put in so far.
Buffs lose over the weekend.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
they lost.
It was a tough one.
Lost.
Was it close, at least?
Georgia Tech.
Was it close?
27-20, yeah. I think it was.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But remember that guy back in North Carolina, that Belichick guy?
Yeah.
His team played last night for the first time.
And
his girlfriend was watching. Remember the 21-year-old?
I do.
He's like 76 years old. He got skunked.
Oh, no.
They got the crap beat out of them last night.
It was embarrassing.
Oh,
it was bad.
It was 48-14 or something.
Oh. There's a meme going around. It was 41-7. And the meme is that Jordan Hudson was 7 years old when Bill Belichick was 41.
Oh, my God. That's so rude. That's his girlfriend, by the way. And she was 7 years old when he was 41 years old.
Now, this has been a controversy or at least talked about over the past, year or so?
She's like his manager.
Yeah. She's been a real pain in the butt, showing up at practices and stuff. So he really needed to win last night to get the monkey off of his back.
But in the interview, he didn't even seem like himself anyway. So I'm not sure if he's like cognizant enough to coach right now. Because he seems a little off his rocker.
Well, if you judge it by last night, he's not competent enough to coach.
Yeah.
Because he got slaughtered last night. This weekend, Broncos.
Yep.
There's football this weekend.
Opener.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tennessee Titans are here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tennessee Titans are in town this weekend.
Nice.
All right, let's talk about Nile.
Yeah, I don't know Nile.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Have you met Nile?
Nope.
You've never met him?
Nope.
Oh, this is perfect. No. This is perfect because you and I were talking about this when we left last Wednesday, and we never got around to it, but you and I, in our heads, was giving our perception of what a Nile would look like.
I think he has red hair.
You do?
Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I feel like a Nile would have red hair. Yeah
Nile.
Tuxedo, you can play along if you want to. At 303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423.
What does Nile look like?
What is a Nile? In your mind, what does a Nile look like? The first thing I said, he wears skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
I think a Nile would wear, he probably has glasses.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I bet that. Yeah.
What does Nile? How did you come across Nile?
I have not come across Nile.
No. I mean, how did you hear of Nile wanting to go out?
So you know Danielle, our in sales.
Yes.
So she's like, hey, I have this guy named Nile, and I want to hook you up with him. And I was like, okay. And she's like, are you single? I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And then you yell out, desperately single.
Oh,
like that.
Man.
So that was really cool. Yeah, because she was on the phone with him.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah, she was on the
phone. Yeah, she was on the phone.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm really like, at this point, I said, I'm not interested in like dating. Like, I've been dating and it's just not going well. So I'm just going to. You know, like it's just is just what it is. And so anyway, so then on Friday, she said, hey, so we're having a big barbecue. Niall's going to be there and he wants to meet you at the barbecue. And I said, well, unfortunately, this is my son's last weekend. So I'm going to hang out with him and we're going to do stuff together. So I can't make the barbecue. So that's where
we are. The barbecue is when?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you couldn't make that, no. Obviously. So you've yet to meet Niall.
Right.
So the only thing that you've been told is what she's told you, right?
That he's just a single man.
He's a single man. Now, has she described him at all?
No, she hasn't told me anything about
him. Well, that's a problem.
I just know his name is Niall.
No, that's a problem. Let me tell you something. Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Okay.
Jamie, if I've got a buddy.
What if he's like on my 600-pound life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, if I'm her, and let's say that I'm going to introduce you to a buddy of mine.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say his name is Butch. Okay?
Yeah.
Butch over here. I'm going to introduce you to him. First thing I'd say to you is like, hey, Jamie, you should go out with my friend because, man, he's good looking. You should see this guy. I mean, he's, you know, well built.
Well, I have worse news.
Guy.
I have worse news about Niall.
Uh-oh.
Guess who his friend is?
Let me think.
Okay.
Let me think.
All right.
Jared Polis? You gotta admit that was a good guess.
They might be sneaker buddies.
I'm just saying. That's a good guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the governor?
Yeah, that is it.
Jared Polis,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, no. He's who? Friends with Dan Hardy.
Oh, yes!
Now, a lot of you don't know who Dan Hardy is, and some of you might. But he does the show over there on our sister station at the Mountain. And he's goofy, and I'm just going to put it that way.
He's the first person I've ever met that's 7'4" and can't dunk a basketball. The most unathletic person I think I've ever met. And he's just 7'4". It's a waste of height.
He's a really nice guy. He's just goofy is the only way I can like describe him, right? Like, that's nice.
He's
like,
a great guy. Don't get me
so
wrong.
He's a great guy. Yeah. But he's just goofy. And silly, goofy, you know?
Yeah.
Like that. If I put it right, like, just silly goofy.
This ain't going to work. No, let me step in. This is not going to work.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Now it's twofold.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, you've got, what's her name again?
Danielle.
First of all, Danielle's yet to describe you.
Right.
That tells me there's a problem. That's a big red flag right there, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because you would say something, right?
Uh-huh.
And then second, he's friends with Hardy. He's one of the Hardy boys.
Yeah.
He's a Hardy boy.
Yeah, he's a Hardy boy.
Get out of here.
So,
this is not your
guy. This is
you
got to
break this off.
I got to break
you
up with
break
him.
It off before he proposes or something.
I know. He could propose. I know.
You've got to get rid of this guy, Jamie.
Right, well,
you've got a problem
guess
here.
Guess what? Niall is dead to me.
Can we get, is there a way to get, what's your name again?
Danielle
on the phone.
Oh, I don't.
Is there
know.
A way to talk
I,
to
I
Danielle?
I don't know if she's that kind of girl.
Far, huh?
I don't know.
Can we get Danielle on the phone?
I have her number.
I'd like to. Why don't we call her real quick? Just to get her to describe Niall.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And I'll be really kind. Okay.
Are you sure you will?
Yeah. I don't like the fact he's one of the Hardy boys, but
I know.
But that's okay. We'll get past that, I guess. But let's talk to Danielle on the next break.
Okay.
Let's just see what she's got to say about Niall.
All right.
Because I really do think that it's time for you to find somebody, Jamie.
I don't. I think it's time that we get you hooked up. Well, there's been some hooking up going on, but it's meaningless.
No.
That's the way it usually is.
In
right?
my mind, you're Taylor. We need a Travis bag. All right, can we call Danielle?
Yeah, we can.
All right, let's call Danielle, and we'll just get a description.
Okay,
I'll be kind.
Fair.
Okay,
all right,
kind as I can be.
I'm not really worried about it, honestly.
You, no,
you can
not.
Be mean.
It's all
just
right
don't
done.
Be mean to her.
I won't be mean to her. Okay. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, she's the AE here that has, doesn't she have Tom's Watch Bar? that we're going
she does.
To for the bar
she
bingo?
She actually does.
Yeah, yeah, she's going to be down there with us, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's and she's
all right.
hot.
All right. Yeah, she is.
She's hot.
She's smoking. Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that when we come back. We'll talk to Dial. Yeah, she's smoking, huh?
Yeah, she it was is. Just weird. That was weird.
She's smoking.
Yeah, so smoking.
Oh, I'll tell her she is.
Yeah, sultry smoking.
We'll see. We'll see if she may not even want to talk to us.
Exactly.
There's a good chance.
Yeah, that could
In
be.
Fact, I think there's a great chance. All right. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Live on the Odyssey app, all over America, and the podcast later on today. Bar bingo registration at 9 o'clock this morning. Alice1059.com to get all registered up. And we'll do that at 9 o'clock. It will open up. It'll be there on the front page. Alice1059.com to get signed up. Bar bingo on September 12th. All right. We're talking about a lady that works here. She's an account executive. Her name is Danielle. She's got a friend named Nile. Nile wants to go out with Jamie. Jamie's never met Nile.
I don't know what Nile looks like, but we think he might be redheaded and 800 pounds.
Yeah, and skinny jeans and glasses.
Yeah.
That's our perception.
That's what he looks
and we
like.
Could be so far off, Jamie. We got to give it a at least, you know, got to think about it right. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Danielle's on the line.
Okay.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Hey, we were just talking about your friend Nile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you, because you've not done this yet, and usually when somebody introduces somebody they want to go out with, but that person's never seen them, usually people brag about their looks. You've yet to say anything, so so that's why we're calling you up.
Yeah, you didn't say, like, oh, my God, you should go out with my hot friend. You didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, you didn't say that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I wanted to be unbiased, you know. But I'll give you the scoop. If you want the scoop, I got it.
Okay, we would like the scoop.
Yeah, scoop.
Yeah, scoop. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he's a good friend of mine, so I've never dated him, just for the record.
Yeah.
But a lot of women do call him handsome.
Okay, so this is not going well, Danielle. In what circles are we talking over at Weight Watchers?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what women wear? I mean, where's this going on?
Sit and be fit
class. Where is this? Is this over at a Subway shop somewhere?
Nursing homes.
They're saying he's hot. You got to be a little bit more specific.
And she didn't even say hot. She said handsome. Right?
Handsome.
Yeah.
Handsome.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Well, he's 53.
Okay.
And he is, I think he's a good looking man. And he's been single for 2 years. He's looking for his partner. He wants his life partner. So he's serious. He's dating. And if, you know, if it's not the one, he's moving to the next. He's just looking for the one.
Oh. So he's coming in hot every time, huh? And he's hoping something lands.
You
right?
can say that.
Okay.
You can definitely say that.
Coming in hot.
Yeah,
you know, he knows from the first, you know, little jab
what is that?
If it's going to work or not, right?
Like the first, I don't know if there's a jab involved.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Wait, Danielle. Can we back up a bit, okay? All right, just bear with me for a minute. And you know me, Danielle. I'm not a pushy person, right?
Right.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I'm going to be pushy all of a sudden.
All right.
You've yet to describe Nile, okay? You've not said how tall he is, how he's built, if he's got, you know, Taylor Swift skin. We don't know.
Right, is he? Yeah, we don't know anything.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he's got dark hair.
Okay.
A little bit longer. Oh, he's 50 years.
Well, let's back up to the dark hair. My guess is at 53, he dyes it.
Oh, no.
No.
Is it dyed?
He's got pepper in there.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
nobody dyes their hair anymore at 53.
Yes, they do, Jamie. I see it all the time.
Only that one weird guy that backs into his spot.
I'm just saying, at 53, she says he has dark hair.
All right.
She should have started with salt and pepper.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry. All right.
And he's just shy of 5'11".
Okay. Oh. All right.
5'11".
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's husky, though. Not fat. He's not fat.
Husky.
But he's husky.
Listen, in high school, do you remember what husky meant?
Yeah, husky
Do you guys
means...
remember husky jeans?
Yeah, husky.
That was, like, embarrassing for the boys that had to buy the husky jeans.
Yeah, I know.
The Huskies,
I know.
That was a big boy brand.
I know. I know. Earl Thompson used to have to buy them back in school.
Who's...
Earl Thompson,
a guy with
school.
Oh, he had
husky. Earl Thompson.
He had husky pants.
Keep going. There you go, Danielle.
Okay. He was a catcher in high school in baseball.
Uh-oh, he's a catcher, if you know what I mean.
So, I won't say it.
Yeah.
I was going to make another joke about the governor.
I know you are. Yeah.
So he is Bullis's friend.
All right, so he's a catcher.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay, he drives a big white truck.
I like trucks.
Okay, all right.
Big white truck.
Manly.
Yeah.
He'll wear a cowboy hat, and he wears baseball hats.
Okay, all right.
Boots, cowboy hat. He loves the country dance, too.
Okay, he likes the country dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Danielle, we're going to let you run.
Why? We didn't find out his career.
Okay, career.
Like what kind of, you know.
Oh, he works with the DOD and some contracting, but, you know, he's always like, well, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. So I don't really know exactly what he does. Oh. It's something with the government and contracting.
So secret clearance.
Yeah, we got. I'll have to steal my son's secret clearance and maybe we can go on a date. Yeah.
You guys can have something in common.
Yeah, it's hard to trust people like that.
Well, no, but he's like, because BJ and I have a friend that every week he's doing something different.
Yeah.
And he's not trustworthy.
Yeah,
so
not at all.
Do you feel like this guy like has a real job? Do you feel like he has a real job?
Oh, yes. I definitely do.
Okay.
Yeah. And he always, like, when he goes on.
Oh,
no.
He's like a gentleman kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think she said he's a gentleman.
Yeah, I think she's using the old phone broke-up trick. That's what a lot of people do when they get nervous. Yeah. They use that old phone. I can't hear you. I got a bad signal. I got to run. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
All right. Oh, my God.
Danielle, do you think, let me just ask you.
Can I ask you a question? All right, if you were single, Danielle, and you like saw him on the street, would you go, hey, I want to date that guy?
Oh, man, that's tough on me.
That's a no.
That is a no, you guys.
All right, Danielle.
That is a no.
Do you honestly, Danielle, think about this for a minute. You're buddy now. Do you honestly think that he could handle somebody like Jamie White?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying.
He definitely could. He's very manly, and he's very. Look, when I was on the phone with him, when he saw you guys, he said, "Oh, I could rock our world."
Hey, my world could be rocking.
He loves rocking.
I could have my world rocked, BJ.
All right, Danielle. We got to run. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Danielle.
All right.
See you guys later.
Okay, bye. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. So let's go back to if she saw him on the street.
Oh, yeah, that was a hard no.
That was a pass, right? Mm-hmm. If she saw him, that's a hard one for me. You know what I mean?
I think we have our answer.
Yeah. All right, it was a good run.
I think we have to move on. Niall's probably a catch for somebody out there.
I don't think
Jamie's
the one. But he was going to rock my world, BJ.
Yeah. Well.
Shooty patootie.
Just your loss, I guess, Jamie White. I guess it's your loss, right?
Oh, well.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We straightened that out this morning.
Yeah, we did.
Got something accomplished at least, right? Bar bingo registration, 9 o'clock this morning. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da. Oh, you know, that's funny because, we were just talking to Danielle and she was talking about Niall.
Yeah.
And how he like, wears cowboy hat or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It is so funny. When my kid and I went to that stable, by the way, it's called Bearcat Stables or Bearcat Ranch. It's in Beaver Creek, and it's amazing. Absolutely. And this Nicole girl that owns it, she is like just the toughest kick-ass chick on the planet. But it's funny because this other group came with us, and one of the girls did the whole dress-up thing like she was a cowboy.
I think that's pretty cool, though.
It's pretty funny, though.
It's for your day out.
I understand, but that means I think she was from New York or something.
Yeah.
That means she packed a cowboy hat. She packed the boots. She had a big belt buckle, belt buckle. She packed the look.
Yeah.
And she's in IT.
I sometimes do that, but man, it lasts for like 10 minutes. Then I realize that I'm a poser.
Yeah.
That I don't really, you know, it's just not me. I'm faking it, you know?
She
and
even
I feel
put
that
a
way.
Bandana around her neck.
Yeah.
Oh, she went all out.
She went all out. Mm. I was like, man, that's hard to pack a cowboy hat from New York to Denver.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Because you didn't wear it.
No.
On the plane or anything.
No, she had the whole look. Like a duster jacket.
Yeah. I like those, too.
It was a good look. It was a good look. Meanwhile, I had my Chinese tennis shoes on. And these tennis shoes are $13 on Amazon. Isn't that amazing? $13.
They're cool.
Well, my son said they're leaching plastics into my brain.
Just and he's poisoning
like,
you.
I know. And he's like, you don't think that smell is odd? And I was like, he's like, that's Chinese chemicals.
You can smell your shoes?
Oh, my God. When you open the box from Amazon,
right?
It'll knock you out.
It's a waft of chemicals coming out.
It is something. I'll bring it because I bought four pair. I'll bring a pair in that haven't been opened yet. So you can smell them.
I don't want to sniff them.
They smell so interesting. I don't even, you can't even put your finger on what kind of chemical it is.
Can't wait to get infected.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Speaking of being infected, there's a new disease out there, you guys, and they say like 70,000 people probably have it and don't even know it. And it's called Chenga.
Chenga.
It's Chenga, yeah, like Jenga or Chenga. It's Chenga. And it's by the kissing bug. You know that little kissing bug thing? I guess it carries it, and you don't know that you have it until you drop dead from a stroke or heart attack.
I've never heard of this.
Me either.
Chenga?
No.
Never heard of it.
They've never even been told to report it. And now it's in the U.S. for the first time. Yeah. So that's some good news.
Well, that's
Yay! All right. Some people think that Sydney Sweeney is dating Scooter Braun. Remember Scooter Braun? He was once the manager for Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, all those people. He's a billionaire, and he discovered all these people. Anyway, they say that since his divorce, he's been dating people, and they're saying that Sydney Sweeney now is the one he's dating. Hmm.
Have they been spotted together or something?
It says a video has resurfaced showing Sydney Sweeney walking with Scooter Braun shortly after Jeff Bezos' wedding. So we think they hooked up during Jeff Bezos' wedding. So I don't know.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for you, Scooter Braun. And good for, you know, Sweeney dating a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That works out.
It's a powerhouse,
too, right? Gordon Ramsay, the British celebrity chef known for his cooking shows and global restaurant empire, was recently treated for skin cancer. My own dermatologist just got treated.
No kidding.
A dermatologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. She had a spot on her lip. Oh. You have to look at those little spots.
They can really turn bad for you, too.
Yeah, real fast. So he said his diagnosis was basal cell carcinoma, a common form of non-melanoma skin cancer, usually triggered by long-term sun exposure.
Wow. There you go.
He said, please don't forget your sunscreen this weekend. Meanwhile, my face is
broken. Well, they say sunscreen now causes cancer.
I know.
Yeah, but they have
so
some
it's all the same.
They have some that don't, supposedly.
Well, I'm just saying that the warnings are out there. Like 90% of the sunscreens on the market.
Crazy, isn't it?
Are bad.
Howard Stern is not coming back to market, I guess. That is...
He was supposed to be back today, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to make his return today. And I guess he wrote a letter and said, I'm not going to come back.
Yeah.
That's okay with me.
It's due to his result of frustrations over a new contract. By the way, his last contract was $500 million.
I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think he's going to make it.
I think we're underpaid.
No kidding.
Right?
I mean, that is crazy.
That is crazy money. Oh, my God. Well, good for him. At least he gets it, I guess. All right. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you. I know you guys aren't following it, but there's this guy. He was on Party of Five. His name was Scott Wolf. He was like the cute guy on Party of Five. Well, he got married to another girl named Kelly Wolf, and they had three kids. And she is crazy, you guys. Like crazy. She put his phone number on Instagram.
What?
She put his phone number on Instagram.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
Not cool at all.
No, she's been arrested like three times for different things. Well, anyway, she has been ordered to stay at least 300 feet away from Scott, her ex-husband, and their three children. Following her recent arrest, she faces two Class B misdemeanors. Disclosure of personal identification information when she put his phone number on Instagram and told everybody to call him and be mean to him.
Yeah, you know, I've never understood those like 300 feet away.
I know.
I don't get it, okay?
Yeah.
Who in the hell's watching, okay? How do you know? What if she's 301 away and he gets upset?
No, 299.
299 away and he gets upset. How are you going to prove?
Exactly. Does she have to bring a tape measure everywhere? I don't know. That's kind of weird.
They should use area codes.
Because you got to eye it otherwise, you know?
You can't be in the same area code.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's how you do it.
The new court order prohibits Kelly from contacting Scott or their children, either directly or indirectly, and restricts her from engaging in any form of violent or abusive behavior. She may only see Scott during court-approved mediation sessions and is allowed one supervised visit to retrieve belongings from the family home. Scott retains temporary sole custody of the children, and blah, blah, blah. They are messy. It's not him, though. It's her.
That's what it sounds
like.
Yeah,
she is. Yeah. I don't know what's happened. Something's gone awry. They're saying that that Dwayne The Rock, the new movie that's coming out, The Smashing Machine, it's about an MMA fighter, Mark Kerr, is amazing.
I've never seen a movie or never had a movie that was about to come out that starred The Rock that I was desperate to see.
I know, but they said
never,
it's great.
Never. So this might be a first right here.
They gave him a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival for 15 minutes.
I have to say the preview does look pretty sweet.
What's it about?
MMA fighter.
Yeah. He's an MMA fighter?
Yeah.
In this thing?
It's MMA fighter Mark Kerr.
Mark Kerr messed up his shoulder and his knee, and he had to, like, come back from that.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's called The Smashing Machine.
Really?
Dun-dun-dun!
And it got a standing ovation?
Yeah, it did. It's amazing. Somebody wants to know where I can where they can get my shoes for $13. Well, it was an Amazon weekend sale, but I will send you the link. Don't worry. They're amazing. $13. You can't get tennis shoes for $13.
I got a shopping complaint.
What?
You know, over the weekend, I was looking for a wet dry vac.
Yeah.
Okay. I need one bad. And you know what I hate about these companies out there is they set it up and they tell you a date of delivery, and then once you buy it, they change it.
Yeah.
And that really makes me mad. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get this wet vac by tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow.
I know.
It's the only reason I ordered it. Okay. And then I pay for it, everything, and then they send me a kickback. And the kickback says, you'll get it September 28th. What?
Yeah, I know. Hey, try using the grocery store apps. You think you're going to get it delivered same day, and then all of a sudden you do all this, and at the very end it's like, how about tomorrow? And you're like, no, I'm ordering it today.
Yeah, if you promote
available.
That and you say that's when you're going to get it to me, and then I buy it, then I expect you to get it to me.
Real world problems.
I just wanted to vent a bit. But,
you know, you can use one of those Home Depot buckets and just buy a thing that sits on top of it.
Yeah, I need a vac anyway.
But, you know, just
I need a vacuum.
Real nice, real convenient and stuff.
Well, I just
way,
need.
If you're like doing something yucky, you can just throw out that bucket.
Right, but I need a dry vac too. So
well, it does both. It'll suck. Just suck.
Suck.
It all.
Suck. Suck.
Yep. Yep. Dry, wet, you name it, does it. All right, anyway, there you go, Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, registration bar bingo. It's going to fill up fast. We're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar downtown September 12th. That's a week from this Friday night. Lots of prizes to give away. It's free, absolutely free, downtown. Registration at alice1059.com. It happens at 9 a.m. this morning.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.